Riviera Radio. Business.
And it's the end of scratchy phone lines from Switzerland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, oh, amazing.
Crystal clear quality, no problems.
Zoom. Just one kiss and we were on the moon. It's one of your favourite songs,
is
isn't it?
Is that your new chat-up line?
Who's Zooming who? Yeah, we got Zoom finally installed in the studio. Well, I didn't do it. Rosie, who's young enough to be my daughter, did it, but she knows far more about it than I do. Are you okay?
I mean, you were a long way from understanding the technology yesterday, let's be clear.
Well, it's not that
you
easy,
you were a million
really.
Miles away.
Especially when you know nothing about technology like me, because I just know how to press the buttons on the mixer, that's enough for me. Anyway, let's get on with it, shall we? Markets are going from strength to strength at the moment. Of course, hopes of a COVID-19 vaccine are to the fore as well.
Exactly right, US stocks climbing to a more than 1 month high yesterday amid optimism about the progress on developing a vaccine for the coronavirus. Shares in biotech firm Moderna, we've heard a lot about them recently. So they've had promising early stage results, their shares rising to a record high. AstraZeneca shares also rose yesterday in optimism surrounding its vaccine efforts, helping to boost sentiment despite new outbreaks of COVID-19 across the United States, but also in Asia. Investors also reacting to the Federal Reserve, the US central bank, that the economy is showing signs of a nascent recovery at the beginning of July, and a cooling of trade tensions between the US and China, supported that President Trump has indicated to aid that he doesn't want to escalate tensions with Beijing and has ruled out additional sanctions on top officials, at least for now. Where did that leave us in terms of markets? S&P was up 0.9%, NASDAQ was up 0.6% at the close yesterday. Opening calls, however, on the European bourses looking a little bit weaker this morning. We're currently calling the FTSE down 20 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 97 points. CAC in Paris off 26 points.
It definitely is an improvement on the phone line, but it's still a little bit scratchy. I think we'll have to get Rosie back with a sonic screwdriver to fine-tune it a bit later. But let's move on to China. If anyone's going to recover quickly, it was China. But the problem is, who are they selling their exports to? And there's going to be an increased need for domestic consumption, isn't there?
Yeah, and that's the weakest area that you see from these numbers and still a major concern for its growth outlook. Chinese economy did return to growth during the course of the second quarter. World's second largest economy expanded 3.2% in the 3 months to June from a year earlier. That's better than expected, encouraging some economists to suggest that it is going to be a V-shaped recovery. Partly reversing, of course, that 6.8% decline that we saw in Q1 and helping it to avoid a technical recession. However, we should remind ourselves output was still down 1.6% on the same period in 2019. China's the first major economy to emerge from lockdown restrictions, seen as a blueprint for other economies, seen somewhat of a conservative stimulus approach from policymakers in China, it has to be said, as you quite rightly point out, still vulnerable to external demand shocks. On the positive side, it was really around industrial production that rose 4.8%. But consumer sentiment remains weak. Unemployment has been rising. Retail sales shrank 1.8%, worse than the market was looking for. And the market was looking for a positive number of 0.5%. Business confidence remains under pressure. There's higher levels of corporate debt that's been holding back fixed asset investment. That shrank 3.1% in the first half of the year. On the policy side, policymakers have signaled it's unlikely to become more supportive. They continue to clamp down on the flow of cheap money. China has not set an official target for growth during the course of this year. It's the first time they haven't done that since the 1990s. We expect China to grow at 2.3% this year compared to 6.1% last year, but one of the only major regions, if not the only major region, to register a growth this year.
That's a growth rate to die for, really, isn't it?
Well, compared to what you'll see elsewhere, absolutely.
And the European Commission has a sour taste in its mouth this morning following yesterday's Apple ruling.
Yeah, Apple won its court fight over a record €13 billion Irish tax bill with the European Union that's been seeking to crack down on preferential tax deals for companies. The European Union's General Court said the European Commission failed to show Ireland's tax arrangement with the iPhone maker was illegal state subsidy or state aid, I think they described it as. Apple's huge sales but low tax rate have attracted scrutiny in Europe. which is focused on complicated company structures for transferring profits generated from intellectual property. The decision removes a small dark cloud hanging over Apple's very bright sky. Apple shares are up 30% year to date. It's actually close to overtaking Saudi Arabia's Aramco as the world's most valuable company. So good news for Apple yesterday, not such good news for the European Union.
And did you have anything to do with the fact that Chris Grayling failed to become chairman of the Commons Intelligence and Security Committee yesterday? Know anything about that?
Nothing to do with me. I did see him down at the club a couple of weeks ago and he was looking at all right then. So he's probably somewhat shocked a little bit by the developments overnight. And an old-fashioned sort of political coup taking place, wasn't it? It seems a big surprise that he wasn't announced as chairman yesterday.
Yes, and naughty Julian Lewis has now had the whip removed from him as a punishment.
He has. The Conservatives with a big majority, but still they are prepared to rebel as and when required.
OK, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 125.5 this morning. Euro dollar 114. €1.10 for your British pound this morning.
Right, well, I'll book your call tomorrow morning at the same time then.
I'm looking forward to it. Zoom you later.
Yes, bye. Hank Potts from Barclays.